Welcome to this online interview by Project Cargo Weekly. Our special guest of honor today is Mr. Christopher Wetham. He is the key account manager at the Port of Aberdeen, and it's a pleasure to welcome you here, Christopher.
Yeah, thanks, Paul. Thanks for the invite to have a conversation today.
Yeah, most welcome. Tell us about your background in shipping or logistics, or how did you end up in today's hot seat, so to speak?
Yeah, so my history in shipping started when I worked as a shipping agent for a well-known UK and European-wide shipping agent. So I spent time in Aberdeen supporting the energy industry specifically, but also the short sea businesses with their exports specifically of grain. And that was something which I had a lot of interest in. I did enjoy working with our energy customers as a shipping agent, but there was a natural affinity for me to the commodities that were moving. And I was very interested in that as a ship's agent. So that's where it all started for me. So I spent some years doing that. And then I did move away from the shipping industry for a brief period, and I worked for the UK's largest grain merchant in the northeast of Scotland. But I was still very tied with the port because I was dealing primarily with commodities, you know, bulk commodities, grains that were being exported from the northeast of Scotland, you know, on coastal vessels to other ports in the UK, but sometimes as far afield as North Africa. So when an opportunity arose to rejoin, or rather to join the port in the key account manager's position, yeah, I was really thrilled. So yeah, very happy to be doing what I'm doing today, and yeah, very optimistic for what the future holds for the Port of Aberdeen.
That's interesting to hear. And how do you go about promoting a port like Aberdeen? Do you join trade shows? Do you move around in the world to tell the world that you are here and you can do better than other ports? How do you market yourself?
Yeah, so we do that, I guess, in multiple ways. So we do have an internal team which are, you know, really pushing the Port of Aberdeen to as many customers as we can, or the right customers at least. And I myself, I have attended, you know, a lot of these sort of trade shows. So recently, and where we met, of course, was over in Antwerp at Antwerp XL. Yeah. But likewise, we have plans to attend, you know, some of the other conventions. So, you know, Breakbulk in Rotterdam, and a few others as well. So Intermodal in Birmingham. So yeah, these are events that are really useful for us when we're trying to push the message, or rather, you know, say, push our capabilities for what we would like to do. So yeah, very crucial for us.
Understand. And if you give a little synopsis of today's status in the Port of Aberdeen, is oil and gas a major thing? Is fishing a major thing? What is the Port of Aberdeen right now?
Yeah, so right now for the Port of Aberdeen, oil and gas is still very prevalent for us. So it does make up the majority of our port calls. So we tend to have around 7,000 vessels a year which utilise the port. So a lot of those are supporting the energy industry. Yeah. We are the UK's oldest business, so there's a lot of history for that. And we have been Europe's premier port for oil and gas for the last 50 or so years. So it is still very present, and we expect it to sort of stay that way for a little while. We are also starting to see more vessels from different sectors utilizing the port. So sticking with energy, we are seeing vessels from the renewables industry that are using the port. So specifically for the offshore wind farms that you are finding, you know, they are granting leases across the northeast of Scotland. And obviously within my sector, we are seeing growth in the number of cargo vessels that are visiting us. So we have vessels that visit us from all over the world with all types of cargoes, whether it's pipe for the North Sea, whether it's big, large batteries for battery farms in Aberdeenshire. So we're having a lot of that We do also have vessels which are specialized in decommissioning. So, very recently, we had our largest decommissioning scope project take place in the summer. That was a great success. And the cruise industry is something that we're seeing more of. So, cruises this year were very well. We had our highest number to date. We had 49 calls last year, and we're hoping to get that up to 70 for next summer. So very, very promising time.
And of course, Aberdeen in Scotland. I mean, Scotland is one of the most beautiful countries in the world. So I've traveled around the Isle of Skye and elsewhere. I mean, it's like driving around in a postcard in your
Yeah,
country. So,
absolutely. And we really want to help,
yeah.
people who are visiting, Aberdeenshire and Scotland to see all these beautiful sights and, giving them just a nice smooth journey through the port. So yeah, very, very important for us and very pleased with how things have been going so
Okay.
far.
Now turning again to the project cargo business, you mentioned renewable, you mentioned oil and gas, of course, and you have enough laydown area. I mean, you can expand. It's not that you are restricted by some geographical constraints. I mean, you still have scope to develop.
Yeah, so speaking of developments, this is something which has been done very recently. So, as I mentioned, we are the UK's oldest business. We're officially 888 years old. So, what we decided to do, I guess, for future proofing and looking forward for the businesses is maybe 15 years ago, it was decided that the port would build a new harbour. So, we are officially the oldest business with the country's newest harbour. So 12 months ago, our South Harbour opened. And this has really changed the clientele that we can attract to Aberdeen. So we can accept vessels that are 300 meters in length, with drafts of sort of up to 10 meters or so. And specifically looking at quayside space, we have more than 690,000 square meters of laydown space in total. We have over or around 7.6 kilometers of berthage, and we also have ultra lift capabilities of up to 140 tons per square meter. So
That's pretty.
very, very impressive infrastructure here at the port.
That's very impressive. Yeah, and you got heavy lift cranes, shore based, or you have floating cranes there. I mean, you have all the equipment needed. I mean, if the ships come in without their own gear, I guess you can lift
Yeah,
up.
so cranage is an area in which we're looking to do further investment. As I say, South Harbour presently is 12 months old. So we've built that facility and we're able to accept vessels. Cranage is the thing that we're going to be looking into next to obviously be able to facilitate smooth port calls. So we do have shoreside cranage in our North Harbour. In South Harbour presently, we don't have that, but again, that is something which is going to be a topic of discussion for the port for future investments. There are, because of the very strong supply chain in the area, which has been supporting the energy industry for the past 5 or 6 decades, there are third-party suppliers for mobile cranes. So there are
Sounds
still
good.
capabilities. But yeah, geared vessels are more than capable and more than able to, discharge their own cargoes. And in an interim period, we may utilize, like I say, our mobile crane suppliers. And then who knows, in the future, the port could look to invest in our own craneage. So something to watch this space with that one, Bo.
I suppose, yeah, but I'm sure you're getting there. I mean, of course, there must be competition even for a nice port like Aberdeen. But when you go around and market yourself, I guess the best marketing is always that the customers keep on staying with you and coming back to you. That's actually better than any marketing, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And we've found that, we've got very loyal customers who will, they've used the port, as I've mentioned, for decades. But what we're finding is that we're getting more and more new customers who are also really wanting to, return time and time again to the port. So, I mean, looking solely at the cargo industry and the operators within that sector, I mean, some of the really well-known names have already called into the port since its opening. So, for example, we've had the likes of Big Lift, we've had MOL, We've had the Fastlines Group. So, we're starting to see customers who have not necessarily utilized the port before, but now we're having parcels, of various cargoes coming into our South Harbour. And we want to see that keep expanding. So, it's very important for me that I continue to search for the opportunities and where there could be synergies between, the cargo owners, the forwarders, the vessel operators, and ourselves as the port.
Do you have in the port of Aberdeen any regular like you have some ports on the east coast of England has regular ferries? Do you have any regular services from Aberdeen to as a clockwork besides these ad hoc ships coming in?
Yep. So presently we have one operator who runs a line between Aberdeen and Norway. So that line runs almost every other day. So I guess the synergies between the UK and Norway in the energy industry in the North Sea, a lot of users of that service, that vessel is very rarely empty. It's usually always full. So I have been having conversations with some of the other shipping lines also about opening up new corridors between Aberdeen, Scotland, and like for example Denmark, or Sweden, Germany, the Netherlands, Belgium. So these are all things that we're very receptive to. But presently, at the minute, the line between Aberdeen and Norway is the existing one with the most regularity. But we do also have a regular line which runs between the Port of Aberdeen and the Orkney and Shetland Isles. So all of the goods which move up to Norway, a lot of them do transit through the Port of Aberdeen. So we have experience handling containers, ro-ro vessels, and also they are reefers that go up to Norway with all
But
those, or up
what
to Orkney.
So, just a interesting question for me here. When you mentioned Orkney and Shetland, would these regular ships take passengers as well, or is just I mean the odd passenger, I mean.
Yeah, well, it's actually we have two. So there is one line which does take passengers back and forth, and there are some capabilities for ro-ro on that. So that's a ro-pax option. But then there is also just the ro-ro option too. So there are, like say, two. That's broken up into those two sort of distinguishable operators, ro-pax and ro-ro.
So, definitely one might say that the Port of Aberdeen is a very important employer up there in the northeast. I mean, especially getting get I mean everybody lives off the port. Whatever comes in, there's ships chandlers, there's repair, there it feeds off on a lot of other industries that you have a versatile port, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, we are. I don't know if this is being from Denmark. This is a term I'm not sure if you'll be too familiar with, but we're what's known as a trust port, which means that we are a fully independent port run by a board for the benefit of the stakeholders and the community. So we don't have shareholders as such, we have our stakeholders. And our ultimate mission is always to provide prosperity for the future generations within our community. That is always going to be number one for the Port of Aberdeen. As I mentioned before, we're 888 years old, and we've always been at the heart of our community, and we want to continue being so. So you are absolutely right. It's very important that we do continue to support, not just Aberdeen City, but the wider area too, right out into the Grampian region. So that's something that we're very proud of, and we will certainly continue to do so.
Interesting. I mean, to have a port that's still to this day very modern, but still 880 years of history. It's the longest history I've ever heard of from a versatile port who is still modern to this day.
Yeah. I believe it was during the reign of King James I, so you'll have to take my word at that, though.
Well, I don't know much about our own Viking language, except we did a bit of pillaging down in the south, I guess. But anyway, we are domesticated now, so. But listen, Christopher, this is very interesting, and I'm sure that many of our viewers who are ship owners or project forwarders will definitely go in and click on the Port of Aberdeen website. Before I finish off this interview, just a quick question. We all talk about crisis in the world and the Red Sea, and you have Ukraine and whatnot. How do you view the year 2025 from your
Yeah,
perspective?
it's a very difficult question to answer, I guess, at this point. Also, especially with the change in power that's recently happened over in the US. So, I guess, not having a crystal ball, it is quite difficult to answer that. What I would, I guess, expect to see is probably maybe similar to what's already been happening if things stay as they are. Obviously, if there's further escalations in the Red Sea, or if there's further escalations in the Middle East or with Russia, Ukraine, then that can change things overnight. And that's something that we've already seen at the port, is that we've had to try and be agile and adaptable to these changing markets, just the same as the ship owners might be and the cargo owners. And we've seen commodities move through the port, which in previous years had never done so, just on the back of some of the things that you'd mentioned there. So I guess for me, I would like to take the optimistic approach and like to be hopeful that some of these issues that you mentioned there could settle down, and we might see, more traffic moving through the Suez again. And we might see, who knows, with, like I say, with Trump coming back into the US, is he going to place more levies on, imports and exports like he did previously, or are they going to stay low? So it's really hard to say, I guess, at this point. And not having a crystal ball, I wouldn't like to put my hat on any one thing. But I guess if I could say anything, it would be good to just try and remain, agile and adaptable to, I guess, whatever may come.
And of course, one thing that won't change if you take good care of it still is your nature. So at least the cruise vessels will continue to come in. I'm quite
Yeah, fingers crossed.
sure.
Although you never know with the weather in Scotland. But if we do have some lovely weather, yeah, then I'm sure that those attending tourists, they'll love the visits out to Royal Deeside to see the wonderful castles and the Highland the Highland Fells. So yeah, beautiful scenery. That is
Yeah,
true.
it is indeed. I want to say many, many thanks, Christopher, for taking time for this interview. Thank you very much.
No, thank you very much, Bo. You have a great week.
You too. And to all our listeners, viewers, and readers from around the world, this was yet another great interview by Project Cargo Weekly. Our special guest of honor today has been Mr. Christopher Wetham. He's the key account manager at the Port of Aberdeen, a very versatile, strong, and long history port in the Northeast in Scotland. So do check on their website, and if you have any questions, contact him direct. For me, editor of Project Cargo Weekly, thank you very much, and I'll see you next time. Thank
Yes,
you.
thank you, Bob.